Good morning, prayer warriors. Mark here. Hey, just another glorious day in God's kingdom. And today I want to talk about how you're going to lose weight in the new year. Isn't that like all of our New Year's resolutions that we fail by the 1st of February? But anyway, I want to talk today about prayer and fasting. But first, let's just offer up a quick word of prayer to God and just praise his name and ask him for guidance and wisdom. Oh, Lord, this is just one of those subjects that's just kind of odd that I always feel off, and maybe others do, that prayer and fasting, it's just one of those tough subjects. Not hard of the heart, but it's just physically hard for us to do. And I pray, dear Lord, that we just open our hearts to your guidance for us on prayer and fasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, just praise God for this day. And fasting is one of those things that sometimes often misunderstood. Sometimes we really don't quite get it. And we think, gosh, we're going to, starve ourselves for a meal. Really, what I'm going to miss meals for a whole day or 24 hours or 3 days? I think it goes a little bit more beyond that, and it's just interesting studying up on this and just the history on it. And even in the Old Testament, you take a look at the book of Judges, all the way back into Judges. I mean, what the first mention really, truly of prayer and fasting is back there when the tribes of Israel, God has blessed them, they've got this new land. And they're warring against each other. They've got this huge civil war ongoing. They've got stealing. They've got, mothers and sons, going against each other. You have tribes going against each other. And then you have the tribe of Benjamin standing up, and thousands are falling in this huge civil war. And it's a horrible time for Israel. And there in Judges 20:26 is really the first time in Jewish history and in Hebrew that fasting is mentioned. It's alluded to a couple of times earlier, but this is really when it is taken. And it, is mentioned. It says, "Then all of the children of Israel," that is all the people, not just some, not one, "then all the people went up and came to the house of God and wept." And it's because they're in this civil war. "They sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord." So here they are, and they're at their wits' end. This has been ongoing for some time. "They went up to the house of the Lord," they, not, and all of them, not just one or two families, not just one tribe, all tribes went up there, and they fasted and offered up those burnt offerings. So that's really the first mention. So you kind of, as you're studying the Bible, take a look at first mention, and that's the first one. But fasting is throughout the Bible. The next key verse that even New Testament, you follow on through your Bible studies, and is it mentioned in the Gospels? What is it alluded to in the book of Acts? Does Paul mention it in any of his letters, or the follow-on books of the Bible? And really the next, another key verse for me in fasting is there in Acts 13, and starting verse 1 in Acts 13. And it says, "Now in the church that was Antioch," that's north of Jerusalem, "there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manum, who'd been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." And Saul, this is Paul, eventually. Paul has already gone up north to Antioch. He's had his conversion, and so he's up there in Antioch, in modern-day Syria, the vicinity. And so he's with these other amazing men. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, let me read that to you again. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So they're fasting. The Holy Spirit is speaking to them for Barnabas and Saul, and then Paul, to be separated from this group in Antioch. And so then, they're just talking about those men, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So the church is praying there in Antioch over these two men because the Holy Spirit said, separate Paul and Barnabas. Hey, I've got a mission for them. I've got a task for them. The church prays for them. They have fasted and prayed and laid hands on them and sent them away. So fasting is that part where we give up of ourselves and we call on God for guidance and direction. We call upon God because we give up of ourselves and bring more of God in. We allow the Holy Spirit to guide. And fasting and prayer, you know, we've got, you know, diets and we're going to fast one meal. Well, even if you just fast for one meal in the right frame of mind and replace that meal with prayer. Let's say it's going to be lunch on Thursday. I'm going to sit at my desk. I'm going to sit in my car. And for 30 minutes, all I'm going to do is pray. And I'm going to fast. And we have to do it with a correct heart. Some of those things, you know, that happen, you know, they say fasting's like turning down the volume knob on our flesh and turning it up for the Holy Spirit to guide us so that we gain that clarity and closeness to God. So it's not about ourselves. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I want another candy bar. I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I have lunch every day at this time. No, it's giving up of ourselves physically so that we can enhance ourselves spiritually. And, you know, there's different types of fast. You read about David in the Old Testament. He fasted from meat and foods and wine. And look what happened that was Daniel. And you take a look in Daniel's life, what happened later on. You take a look at Esther. Esther, you know, they were in captivity, and the whole Jewish community, they fasted from all food and water for 3 days. And I never recommend anything longer than 3 days. And maybe, you know, sometimes you need a doctor's order. Hey, doc, can I skip a meal? I'm going to have a water and food fast for the next day. From sunrise to sunset. Sunrise to sunrise or sunset. And a lot of the Jews still do sunset through the following sunset. And they take a look, 7:28 tonight. Going to break that fast. We're going to start the fast at 7:29. So take a look at that and be healthy about it. But really be of the right mind, be of the right heart. And because what we're doing is we're replacing food with God. Hope that makes sense. Replacing food with God and the time that we sacrifice that. And you know, we've had a number of modern day men. Pastor Wilkinson, now he was a television kind of guy, and he finally said, I need to give up TV, but I need to sell it in the next 30 minutes. God, if you want me to, show me a sign. At minute 29, somebody called and said, hey, I'll buy your TV. So he knows that God's taken, you know, he's going to replace that TV time in the evening with God. He went on to write Cross and the Switchblade, opened up a number of missions throughout the world. Just an amazing guy, an amazing heart. But he took that time, got rid of the TV, replaced that time with God. So, yeah, there's different types of fasting, but it's that time that we're going to take out of our day, whether it's meals, television time, some people say Facebook, but you replace that time with God. And so I just want you to all consider, you want to skip a meal this week? Absolutely. Plan on it. Get your heart in the right place. You don't have to announce it to anybody. We just do that on our own. So anyway, I just want you to have a blessed week. See you all out there. Just pray and praise. And if so needed, we'll see you on the fasting. Take care.